Well, we've talked to you all week. Obviously, this was a big one. But to come away with the victory and have control of the AFC, what does that mean to you guys and your team?
I mean, we control our own destiny now. I mean, you know, it wasn't nothing that we didn't see on film that they did. It came down to us executing and being well, especially in the run game. There was a downhill football team running the ball, so I think we did a pretty good job of that tonight. But it's a good win for us to go on the road against a rival, you know, a division rival, and walk away with a W with a lot on the line. It says a lot about this team, the character of this team, type of players we have on this team, the coaching staff, everything. So it's a big win for us, but at the same time, we're going to enjoy it, turn the page, because once again, we're back in the division next week. So we want to end the season the right way. So we're going to get right back to work tomorrow and get it going. You know, I think with Christmas coming up, it's easy to lose track on what we want to do. So I think we got to keep our focus, and when we at the stadium, we work. And that's what we're looking forward to doing.
We talked so much all season long about complementary football. Was this not the perfect example of that, with the offense kind of struggling early on, the defense holding it in there, Brandon coming in, picking up TJ, and everyone just kind of complimenting each other?
You know, before the game started, you know, I talked with the offensive line, the D-line, and just said, you know what, no matter what happened, you know, it's a bunch of smoke. You know, and we got to filter our way through the smoke. I say, at the end of the day, when the smoke clears, we got to be left standing and walking out of it. And it was a prime example. You know, throughout the course of the game, things wasn't going so well for us in the first quarter, in the first half, with field position and offense, and not, you know, really went and clicking the way they're supposed to. It was easy for us to, you know, point fingers or get down on ourselves, but we just kept punching away. Guys stayed positive. And then second half, things turned for us. And you know what? It was good to see us end the game the way we did, because no matter how much we practice and no matter how much we play, it always boils down to 60 minutes or even more. And it came down to that today against a division rival opponent. And I'm happy for our team.
Whedon came in, haven't been on his team long, didn't get a lot of reps throughout the week. And he stepped in, didn't blink an eye, went down and got us some points in a two-minute drill to finish out the half. And just did a fine job, I think, of controlling our offense and getting us in the right play, taking care of the ball. And that's all you can ask for.
You're one of the only guys who would really appreciate this, but how nice is it going to be never hear, you know, like, oh, you never won an Indy before. You never have to hear that again.
It's awesome. You know, I've been here 8 years, my eighth time here. And to go out there in that last drive and finish the game off with a knee, that was a great feeling. Just huge, huge weight off of my shoulders as a veteran player in this organization. And a great team win for us, you know, putting ourselves in first place. That's what it's all about.
And I know you have to finish the right way. It's not over, but you win, you take care of business. You guys are in the playoffs. You're hosting a game in Energy Stadium this year. That's when you started 2-5. I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Very remarkable, man. You know, that's what we set out to do at the beginning of the year, make it to the playoffs. We have a lot of up and downs and a lot of adversity we had to overcome, and put ourselves in position to do it. You know, coming here, total team effort to get the win. And we don't want to make it all for nothing. You know, we got two games left. We want to finish off strong and get this thing done.
Jonathan, was that your biggest hit of the year?
Probably so. If not, it felt like it, actually. You know, just the excitement throughout the game. And when we needed the most, you know, defense needed to come away with a big play. We've been stopping them on third downs, but we didn't really get any turnovers. And just to get that play and get it on the other side of the 50 so the offense can have great field position starting that drive.
What did you think when you saw 25 going the other way?
I knew for sure we had 7 points and one on the board. But, you know, I didn't finish the play. I didn't block the intended guy, and he actually got up and made the tackle.
So that's on you.
No question about it. You know, when I seen that, I had to apologize for him. You know, he had great awareness and all that, and there was one guy that kept him from scoring. It was the guy that I could have blocked when I had a chance.
What does it mean to be a part of this first win ever here?
It's big. You know, obviously, we knew that coming in here, but we didn't put our mindset and landed on that to where we just needed to come here and get a win because of that. I think it was more importantly about positioning ourselves down the stretch to have a chance to contend for postseason play.
What about being in first place with two games left?
It's a good feeling to be in the driver's seat and control your own destiny.